Chapter 23 Holy Days. The Lord said to Moses, Speak to the Israelites and tell them, The following are the festivals of the Lord, my feast days, which you shall celebrate with the sacred assembly. For 6 days work may be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath rest, a day for sacred assembly, on which you shall do no work. The Sabbath shall belong to the Lord wherever you dwell. Passover. These then are the festivals of the Lord, which you shall celebrate at their proper time with the sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month, at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. On each of the 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord. Then on the 7th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. The Lord said to Moses, Speak to the Israelites and tell them, When you come into the land which I am giving you, and reap your harvest, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, who shall wave the sheaf before the Lord, that it may be acceptable for you. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall do this. On this day, when your sheaf is waved, you shall offer to the Lord for a holocaust an unblemished yearling lamb. Its cereal offering shall be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord, and its libation shall be 1/4 of a hin of wine. Until this day, when you bring your God this offering, you shall not eat any bread or roasted grain or fresh kernels. This shall be a perpetual statute for you and your descendants wherever you dwell. Pentecost. Beginning with the day after the Sabbath, the day on which you bring the wave offering sheaf, you shall count 7 full weeks, and then, on the day after the 7th week, the 50th day, you shall present the new cereal offering to the Lord. For the wave offering of your first fruits to the Lord, you shall bring with you from wherever you live 2 loaves of bread, made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, and baked with leaven. Besides the bread, you shall offer to the Lord a holocaust of 7 unblemished yearling lambs, 1 young bull, and 2 rams, along with their cereal offering and libations, as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. 1 male goat shall be sacrificed as a sin offering, and 2 yearling lambs as a peace offering. The priest shall wave the bread of the first fruits and the 2 lambs as a wave offering before the Lord. These shall be sacred to the Lord and belong to the priest. On this same day, you shall by proclamation have a sacred assembly, and no sort of work may be done. This shall be a perpetual statute for you and your descendants wherever you dwell. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not be so thorough that you reap the field to its very edge, nor shall you glean the stray ears of your grain. These things you shall leave for the poor and the alien. I, the Lord, am your God. New Year's Day. The Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites, On the 1st day of the 7th month, you shall keep a Sabbath rest, with the sacred assembly, and with the trumpet blasts as a reminder. You shall then do no sort of work, and you shall offer an oblation to the Lord. The Day of Atonement. The Lord said to Moses, The 10th of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement, when you shall hold a sacred assembly, and mortify yourselves, and offer an oblation to the Lord. On this day you shall not do any work, because it is the Day of Atonement, when atonement is made for you before the Lord your God. Anyone who does not mortify himself on this day shall be cut off from his people. And if anyone does any work on this day, I will remove him from the midst of his people. This is a perpetual statute for you and your descendants, wherever you dwell. You shall do no work, but shall keep a Sabbath of complete rest, and mortify yourselves. Beginning on the evening of the 9th of the month, you shall keep the Sabbath of yours from evening to evening. The Feast of Booths. The Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites, The 15th day of this 7th month is the Lord's Feast of Booths, which shall continue for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a sacred assembly, and you shall do no sort of work. For 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord, and on the 8th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and offer an oblation to the Lord. On that solemn closing you shall do no sort of work. These, therefore, are the festivals of the Lord, on which you shall proclaim a sacred assembly, and offer as an oblation to the Lord holocausts and cereal offerings, sacrifices and libations, as prescribed for each day, in addition to those of the Lord's Sabbaths. Your donations, your various votive offerings, and the freewill offerings that you present to the Lord. On the 15th day, then, of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate a pilgrim feast of the Lord for a whole week. The 1st and the 8th day shall be days of complete rest. On the 1st day, you shall gather foliage from majestic trees, branches of palms, and boughs of myrtles and of valley poplars, and then for a week you shall make merry before the Lord your God. By perpetual statute for you and your descendants, you shall keep this pilgrim feast of the Lord for one whole week in the 7th month of the year. During this week, every native Israelite among you shall dwell in booths, that your descendants may realize that when I led the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, I made them dwell in booths. I, the Lord, am your God. Thus did Moses announce to the Israelites the festivals of the Lord.